name's Nina Woodcock. I work at Vector as well. What I'm going to talk about is a little bit more about once you've gone through that stage of your vision for what you're going to do with ICT, you've already got some of the building plans starting to take place and so on, and you want to know more about the technology, what the standards should be to support that technology, and about the procurement of the technology. So the first one I want to talk about, which I'm sure some of you are already aware about, is that Vector has got a set of functional and technical specifications for ICT. Peter, please. Sorry. Okay, we've got a whole set of functional technical specifications which you can download from the Vector website, and there will be people who will be alluding to these in some of the other Vector talks. They'll be in our seminar room during the week. These cover things like the school ICT infrastructure and the learning platforms, and some of you will be aware that we've now got framework agreements set up to supply both ICT infrastructure and learning platforms, and those have all the suppliers of those have been tested against Vector's own own technical specifications. And also in BSF, you'll be aware of the output specification for ICT and the Vector technical and functional specifications, particularly the functional ones, underpin that output-based specification that has to be completed for BSF. Can you go on to the next one? Thanks. Just a brief one about new and emerging technologies. We've got an Evidence and Evaluation Directorate do a huge amount of work looking at new technologies, looking at innovative practice. Can we move to the next one? Okay, and you know, there will be some talks on that during the week. Next one. Sorry about this. Okay, just a little bit about targeted support. What we've got at Vector are some teams and some individuals that specifically are able to address issues to do with BSF. In particular, we've got a team that very much support the Academies programme. We've also got somebody who's been identified to work with the One School Pathfinder authorities. And increasingly, we are working more and more with, particularly with DFES Schools Capital and with Partnership for Schools, to extend the work that we're doing to support BSF generally. Now, obviously, we've got a team, Partnership for Schools have got their own ICT team, but we work very closely with them to make sure we've got a joined up approach to the ICT advice that's going into the local authorities that are involved in BSF. Last one. Okay, the last one I want to talk about is the framework agreement, which I mentioned briefly at the beginning. And you will, there's another leaflet, there's one on your seats which is explaining just about generally what Vector does for BSF. There is another one that we've got a pile of over here, making use of your ICT investment. In the back of that, you will find that there is a leaflet which explains for everybody that all the suppliers that are at BET who are on one of Vector's framework agreements. If they're not here, it still gives you contact details for them. And it provides a trail around the BET show for those suppliers who are specifically on Vector's approved list of framework suppliers. In particular, the three that are going at the moment are for consultancy services, infrastructure services, and learning platform services. Okay. I think if Peter just flicks through these next three slides, they just give you a little bit more detail about each of the frameworks and the sorts of services that are provided in them. So we've got the consultancy one was infrastructure services, which is absolutely key in terms of large amounts of procurement of ICT. It's different when ICT obviously is procured via the LEP for BSF, but in other BSF situations, infrastructure services framework agreement is available. And finally, the learning platform services, which was only launched a couple of weeks ago. The formal launch of that is this week. So those of you who are investing in learning platforms, please look at the 10 suppliers that are on Bechtel's Learning Platform Services Framework. Okay, that's the end of what I wanted to summarise on this.